My name's Lee. I have been pretty much coming to USA Foods since they started, and I actually was visiting Phil's Cafe or sandwich shop before this even started.
So you, did you buy any sandwiches there?
I don't think I did. I bought the candy. I bought all the stuff that led you to this.
I know, that's right.
If it wasn't for customers like her.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Non-sandwiches.
Yeah. So, exactly.
Yes, and I've pretty much been coming since. So, yeah. So
25 years.
I like fried chicken thighs that make me feel so good. Bacon fat, I'd marry that. If I only could, stoking coals soothes my soul. I love my barbecue. Understand, I'm just a man with the pork fat baby back blues.
G'day y'all, and welcome to episode 84, the in-store experience number 3. Last one was last year.
Episode 40.
Yes, so it's been a while.
30th of June.
Well, and today
is our 25th anniversary.
So that's why it says happy anniversary, Phil.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's special. We've got a full day today. We've got Josh from Smoky Boys.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a food truck out here with wings and hot sauce, and we're going to also chat to people.
Yeah. We'll be doing a lot of that and trying to keep them moving along. And everybody gets that's here today is getting a
prize.
Free spin and a prize. Everybody's a winner.
Everyone. And this is a day of samples. We've got our new coffee cart. Mm-hmm. So free coffee.
And that's going to be an ongoing thing.
Which is very nice, especially with it getting cooler ahead. We are going to have, we've had chorizo.
Empanadas.
Orange cupcakes.
Bagels with cream cheese and everything bagel seasoning.
Those are, and actually I saw people buy bagels because they had it.
Yep.
And empanadas, cheese bread, pickles.
Hostess coffee cake. I tried that.
Yeah, I did too. I might have cut one for the thing and one for me.
Yeah.
Now.
And other prizes. Surprises.
Well,
we're a surprise.
We are a surprise. Yes. Now, we have some special prizes. Mm-hmm. We've got a Oreo 110 birthday pack and
our special 25th anniversary USA food sauce.
And who made this for us?
Our barbecue guy.
Yeah.
It's Josh.
From Smoky Boys. And the special thing about, we'll talk to him later, but he has made a special menu for us using our products in it, which is awesome.
And we're going to try to get him back more often.
Yes.
So everybody can enjoy the stuff outside.
That's right. Now, we've got a rapid fire round, Phil.
Okay.
Okay. For Phil, taco burrito.
Burrito.
Ruffles or Cheetos?
I don't know. I like both of them.
That's not an answer.
Ruffles. Long to sour cream and chive. Okay.
Waffles or pancakes?
Pancakes.
Yeah, me too. Ketchup or mustard?
Ketchup.
America or Australia?
I can't say. I'm prejudiced. Yeah. Okay.
I know.
It depends what we're talking about.
Well, that is true.
Food? American. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
It all depends, doesn't it? And sometimes it depends on the day, how you feel.
Yes.
Now, we are going to do a few of these as things go on, but there's a couple of anonymous questions we've got from staff members, Phil.
Oh.
Because
really?
They want to learn.
Ask me?
Ask you.
It's none of their business.
They said, really? We won't get in trouble? I said, I don't want to know who it's from.
Yeah.
Let's say, favorite thing in New York City?
Favorite thing? Food, pizza, conditions, dishwater dogs. Yeah.
What is your
coal mines?
What is your ultimate bagel order?
My ultimate bagel order. What do you mean, my ultimate bagel order?
Like, what would be if you wanted to get the most perfect bagel ever? What would be on it?
Cream cheese and lox.
Nice and simple and beautiful. Oh, who would win an arm wrestle, Barbara or Sean?
Well, if you're not kicking him,
it would be. Let's see. What's your opinion on Vegemite?
I could eat it. I had it as a kid. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Because Phil's mom is Australian. Was Australian. Mm-hmm. Now, where can I get a good pastrami and rye around here?
Nowhere.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, you did tell me that one. I've never been there, so I can't.
Yeah, Applehead.
Applehead.
Applehead in Mentone. Mm-hmm. And I went to Graysland out in Spotswood, and there's a big New York deli sandwich place, and I didn't eat it, but it looked
really good.
So I would try that. And why did you come to Australia? Witness protection on the run from the mafia?
Yeah. Well, actually, we were living in California, and it was really good when we moved there. Then it got crazy and too many shootings and stuff like that. We said, well, time to bail out.
Well, yeah. I know. Now, one last one for now. We might come back to it. Mm-hmm. How do you spell coffee?
Coffee. K-O-O-F. E-E. How do you spell phonetic? With an F or a P? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So now our celebration of 25 years, and we got the truck outside, and he's doing the cheeseburger with smoked brisket patty.
Oh, yum. And tacos.
And tacos with, I can't say that word, oxicana?
I can't say it either, okay. So I'm not doing it.
Well, let's get that cheese. Jambalaya with slap your mama Cajun shrimp, smoked sauces, and the Holy Trinity, which we talked quite a bit about.
We have.
And then we got the classic hot dog with French's mustard, pickle relish, white onion on a seeded bun.
Not soft seeded bun. Because here, sometimes the buns here for hot dogs, you have to like break a tooth.
Yeah, and he did a Captain Crunchy.
Oh, listen to this. So it's a Pillsbury strawberry frosted Twinkie, Captain Crunch all berry crumb, and a Kraft Jet Puff marshmallow bites on it.
And just go back to the hot dog. You know, when you buy a hot dog here, it's like 98% bread.
Yes. It's not. Josh does not have that.
Yes. Okay. And so what's your favorite thing that you miss food-wise? Okay. Here or there?
Oh, there. Food there. Yeah. Yes.
So other than Mexican food?
Oh, barbecue, breakfast. Breakfast.
That's what I told you when I was over in North Carolina. Went to have pancakes twice.
Mine would be biscuits and gravy and pancakes and French toast.
Yeah, they had no biscuits and gravy. They had grits.
All right. Just do that in case we don't get in.
Okay.
And then, right.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to try to have a chat a little bit later. But in the meantime, if you need to get a hold of Josh at Smoky Boys.
I can smell the smoke coming in here.
I know. I need to. Has anyone brought us any?
Nothing. No.
We need to. You can get a hold of them. Their website is Smoky Boys. I'm going to spell that because it's SmokeyBoiz.
Yep.
.com or Instagram, Smokey_Boys, BOIZ. And you can get a hold of them there. And the pictures made me hungry. So you can do that. And we'll be back
in a moment.
There you go.
Okay.
Now we've got a couple of lovely customers here that
from
have come
Detroit,
in.
Motor City.
We can tell.
How could I tell that?
Here. Now, what is your name? What's your family?
I'm Ken.
Hi, Ken. And what's your name?
DeAndre.
DeAndre. Nice. Very nice. Now, what do you have in your basket?
Now, what's for you?
Lucky Charms. What are those things, Ken?
So we got the cupcakes. Then we have Captain Crunch and Cocoa Pebbles.
And
so far.
So far.
Yeah.
Okay. So
can
who's...
I tell you, I have those sitting on my desk because they're my favorite.
You
can
have a
so
birthday
good.
Every day.
Yeah. Like lemon ones. It's my favorite ones.
Okay.
Well, that's good now.
Now, who's going to spin the wheel? All right.
Awesome.
Our first spin. Now, everybody wins something. So this is better than Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune. Here we go. Where's it going to stop? Oh, 19. It's a bag of Jolly Ranchers.
Do you like Jolly Ranchers?
You never had them before.
Well, you're going to have them now.
Okay. Now, do you have any grandparents at home you guys want to say hi to or family at home?
Hi, Grandma.
Talking of any.
You have fun shopping. We'll see you again.
Thank you.
Now, what is your name?
My name is Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. Now, what brought you to USA Foods today?
I had a couple of things on my list that I needed, so I thought on my Saturday I'd come on down.
Oh, look. Now, have you met Phil before?
Hello, I'm here. I'm the other voice on the podcast. I don't know if you listen to us or not.
There we go. There's the familiar
voice.
I can put a face to a name now.
Yeah.
That's right. He found this place.
Did he? I was going to put Fabulous Phil on my shirt, but no.
Now, what did you decide to? What was on your list today?
On my list today was some flaming hot Cheetos. I had to come and grab some more pickles because they're like my daily snack.
Pickles in a pouch, she's got.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And my partner loves the Mike and Ike sour lollies, so I've grabbed a few boxes of those.
Oh, very nice. Oh,
I've never even seen those ones.
Oh, and did you get one of our coffees?
I did. Yeah. It is absolutely amazing.
There you go.
That's a new thing we've got
Folgers,
now.
Folgers, right?
That's right. It's Folgers. We've got a little coffee station now, so you come in.
And it's going to be all the time. It's a new feature. Yes.
That's so good.
Woo!
Thank you so much.
How you doing, guys? All right. So, what's your name?
Addison.
Addison. Okay.
Addison. And
Stu.
That's easy.
And Kaya.
Okay. Boy, you got a big package here.
Yeah, kind of whatever we saw, we grabbed.
Oh.
That's a good way to do it around here. Did you have any samples today?
Yes, we did.
Did you like them?
Yes, I love bagels, so the bagel one was delicious.
Oh, awesome.
And they always got to be toasted.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. We're running now. I see. What else do you have? Oh, mac and cheese? Here's the mac and cheese for?
Oh, Addison likes mac and cheese. Yeah.
Mm. And the bubbly, you know that bubbly, you know who owns that? Michael?
She's too young.
Bublé.
At Christmas time, you'll hear him everywhere. Yeah. You can't get away from it. Mm. And it's good, too. Okay, now. Right.
Who's going to get the spin?
Who's going to spin the wheel? Addison is. Okay.
Okay, here's the big spin. Make it good. Save your dad some money. Get the orange one. And don't forget, listen to us next week this week on the podcast. So you get a bag of Jolly. You got another bag. So you got two bags. Well, you got a choice.
Awesome.
I could have two bags or put that one back. Because there you go.
Thanks, guys. Now, this is Maddie, who works with us. How are you doing, Maddie?
I'm good. How are you, Bob?
I'm well. It's a little bit of a nutty day.
It is, but it's fun.
Have you had coffee yet?
I have. I've had coffee that we made. It's really good. I need some more, though.
Okay. Well, I will let you go do that, but I appreciate your help today. Thank you.
That's okay.
Love you. Bye. See ya.
You guys want to say hello?
Hello.
Oh, come on over.
Come on, you could get a chance to win something.
All right.
So, Mr. Miracle's here.
Hi, how are you?
Now, do you like Miracle Whip?
It goes all right sometimes. We use it for potato salad. So, yeah, it beats mayo in a potato salad.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
Yes.
Okay. Are you from America, either one?
Neither. We visit a lot, though. We actually got married.
Because they used to sell that here.
Yeah, they did.
But
we're going to get...
Didn't take off.
I think it's been here for a while. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it, but that's okay. For each their own taste. Now, we're also going to get a new product in very shortly called Duke's. And we have some of their products. Their mayonnaise is... It's not tangy like this, but it's made with 100% egg yolk, not the whites also. So, like in salads, it doesn't separate as some mayonnaise
It's a real Southern tradition.
Yeah.
Too.
Like, as they would say down south, it's yellow in color.
Yellow.
Very good.
Got married in Disneyland.
Okay, I want to hear something about that.
The Goofy was the... No.
Everybody else saw that.
we had Minnie and Mickey at our wedding.
Really?
Yeah. So I'd show you a photo. I'm just trying to find a photo of the whole Minnie and Mickey thing.
Do you know, if you want as well, our... We have podcast at usafoods.com.au. It's on that card. You can send us a picture.
Send a picture and we'll put it online.
Okay. Where in Disney World, like what land did you get married in?
Tomorrowland?
So we got married at the Wedding Pavilion at Disney World, which is at the Grand Floridian Hotel.
Right.
No one tastes it.
It looks gorgeous.
We got married there and then we had our,
our honeymoon.
We had a honeymoon in Europe.
Paris.
Oh, that's a good Disney. Good Disney wedding. Oh, that's beautiful. So
the mice get to the cake?
Yeah, they did. we had to put some traps there.
So if you get a chance, we'd love to see that photo.
Yes.
All right. Send it through. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what's your name?
Tell me your name.
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie. And what's Dad's name?
Andy.
Dad, right. Okay.
Andy.
Okay.
Is dead.
And what's your sister's name?
Jasmine.
And what you come here for?
Movies.
Movies? You're going to movies later. So you come here to get some treats eating the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You've been here before?
Yes.
All right. And what's your favorite thing?
What's one of your favorite foods?
Twinkies?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That was a good one. All right. You want to spin the wheel, Charlie?
Oh, that's so fun.
Come on.
Come on.
Big spin by Charlie.
Charlie's mom hoping he doesn't get the Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly what? Ranchers
oh,
it is.
I'm sorry. It was my fault.
There you go.
Now you have to share those. Oh, no, you don't. Do you want to say hi? That was the quietest hi you'd ever hear. She is so gorgeous. Hello. This is a shopping basket I can get behind. Now, what is your name?
Naomi.
Naomi, and you're with? Kayleen.
Okay. So, you're from New York?
No.
You're not allowed to wear that then.
Sorry.
Well, actually, if I said Brooklyn, I know I have a problem.
No, I just got it when I visited over there.
Oh, you went to New York?
Yes.
Ah. Yeah. So, what'd you think of New York?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah. So, 2 years ago or?
2019.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When things were normal.
Yes. Before it all went haywire.
Yeah. Before, and there's thousands of people in the street. How'd you manage with that?
Work.
Oh, no. How'd you manage with, like, walking in the streets of, like, Manhattan?
Oh, I loved it.
And all
everywhere.
These people are just everywhere, right?
I thought it was brilliant. Yeah, it's nothing like you get over here. So just experiencing that.
Just the feel of it, right?
Yeah. And then the subway was interesting. I did that from a Yankees game. So that was.
So did you go? Oh, so you went in the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. We're Yankee game. Yeah.
End of the year it was.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So like in the fall, which is nicer than the summer. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Summer's too hot, sticky.
Yeah. It was lovely weather.
So what was the best thing you eaten in America, in New York?
One of the pizzas. Yeah.
Yeah, pizza. Yes,
we've got a pizza expert right here.
So yeah, I was going to say dishwater dogs, but that's okay.
Yeah, just one of the pizzas.
Yeah.
Just from a little corner shop.
The 99-cent pizza, which is $1.25 now? Yeah.
Yeah, it's that one. It was fantastic.
Yes. Yeah, they're still amazing all over 99 cents a slice of pizza.
Yep.
Yeah. But they have gone up, yeah, since then.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to make some money.
It's inflation.
Okay. Thank you for coming
in. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Jeanette, we are so honored to have you on our show today.
Yeah, you finally got me into the building.
You have been hiding for years now.
Nah, this is just not my cup of tea. It's out of my comfort zone.
Okay. Now, but what a special day this is. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. It's just fantastic that all these people turned out to wish us well on our 25th anniversary. It's just really, really great. Store is buzzing. People are happy. And it's just fantastic.
Did you ever dream that this would be?
25 years later? No. Because if I had my way, we probably would have shut down after a week. Because, you know, this was Phil's doing. And then he got a job and I had to take it over. And, you know, going up there, having to go to work after not being working was just, you know, it was just hard.
But you pulled it through.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Oh, and you guys are one of the first online stores.
Right, first online, first American store.
Yeah.
We had a lot of firsts.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always innovative. And now, podcasting?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. this will probably be the last one because I don't know. Maybe 30 years, you might hear me again.
Okay, well, hey, we took that. Five more years,
Five
we will
years.
Take that on. Okay, Jeanette, for that, I will let you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
And what is your name?
Patricia.
Oh, hello, Patricia. Are you a regular customer of ours?
Absolutely.
So you came on the right day because everything's on sale? Yeah.
Because I get the newsletter.
Yeah. Right. You listen to our podcast.
No, I haven't heard that.
Well, you got to be on it next week.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, then I will listen.
Yes.
Pop that
thank
there,
you.
And then you can find the podcast.
Yeah.
And
so, Patricia, where are you from?
West by God, Virginia.
Virginia.
Oh. West by God, Virginia.
So
that's
we're
the state of West Virginia,
yes.
Which seceded from Virginia during the Civil War.
So not the Commonwealth of Virginia.
No, it did secede from the Commonwealth, and it became West Virginia, which you've heard in the songs for a long time.
Now, I was pretty close to it. Not too close, but I was in South Carolina last week.
Oh, yeah.
Down in Charleston, uh-huh. The Queen City.
Oh.
Beautiful down south. And my sister used to live in, my sister-in-law used to live in Manassas.
Oh,
it's the only place I ever seen a beaver.
A beaver.
In the wild. In the wild, because they had a crick.
They had a crick.
Yeah. That, you understand that, right? They had a crick, and you hear them flapping in it with their tails.
Yeah.
Yeah, really great.
They are.
Yeah. Beautiful area.
How did you come to Australia?
I came to Australia via Denmark. My late husband was a sea captain, and we married and lived in Copenhagen, and then we decided to move to Australia.
Oh, wow. That is, it's quite, well, how long ago was that?
1963.
That was a bigger trip than it is today. There's no internet.
So you got here by boat.
We did.
Yeah, that's my first voyage was here by boat.
From Genoa.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a 28-day cruise.
Yep. And how was it going through the equator? You remember that?
Well, I do. My husband's been through it many times.
Yeah, being a sea captain.
He's sea captain. Yeah, they had the actual dunking on board and
throwing you in the pool. It was a big thing when you went across the equator, especially me when I was a kid. They were painting us with ice cream, you know.
Yeah.
Throw you, no, I can't swim.
And
don't throw them in.
Flour and water in the hair.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big celebration.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah. That ain't going to happen anymore.
Yeah.
Now when you're flying over, you don't know.
You don't know you've flown over. It.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much. That's enjoy all your goodies. Thank you for coming.
Same here.
Okay.
Now, I'm very well. Now, what's your name?
Andy.
Hi, Andy. Did you come down here a lot?
No.
Oh, good. So we can, this is your first trip?
Yeah.
Wow.
What brought you down?
I wanted more cereal. Because the supermarket.
It's boring, right?
Exactly.
It's boring. And there's a lot of non-boring. And you got
Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's what I need.
Yes. And oatmeal.
And oatmeal.
That one, I like that one.
It's good.
Yeah, and you even got healthy chips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, made of apples.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's right. And now, did you get any samples while you were in here?
Yeah, I got chorizo and something Hostess.
Oh, yes. We're giving away some coffee cakes and some orange cupcakes. So, good. Now you get to try a few more things.
Yeah.
Now.
He's got an accent. No, you don't.
Do I?
I don't know. Where are you from?
Latin America.
Latin America, yeah, there you take. So, ¿cómo está?
Bien, gracias, ¿y tú?
That's all
don't
I know.
Push it too far.
Yo me llamo.
Andy,
okay.
Well, and you can see in the, well, everything's sort of a bit crowded today, but in the freezer, we've got a few things from South America as well. So we can, and we're going to do some more samples of some empanadas and some of the cheese bread a little bit. So if you keep wandering, you never know.
Yes.
You're a lot. Now, is all your family here? Or?
No, not at all. I'm the only one.
Oh, really? Well.
It's lonely. Oh, I feel bad now.
Well, the thing is, this will be on a podcast next week. So if you want to say hello to anyone in particular, you can have them have a listen if you want.
Oh, awesome. I'll say, first of all, I guess, hi to my family back home.
Smart man.
You can say in Spanish?
Yeah. My dad, Luis, and my mom, Patricia. And my brother, Matias, and to my roommates who are here, Ben, Sid, and Pranav.
So give them a welcome in Spanish, Espanol.
How so? Welcome?
You forgot how to speak Spanish now.
Oh, it's been tough. I haven't spoken Spanish in a while. No, welcome. How so? Like, welcome to USA Foods or?
Yeah, whatever you like. Let's just say hello to him.
Oh, bueno. Okay. Hola, gracias por escuchar el podcast y muchos saludos y muchos abrazos.
There you go.
Now, how did you?
I could have sworn.
We would not. Oh, no, actually, I grew up in California. I might pick a few things up. So, what brought you here?
Education.
Also, where are you studying at?
Deakin Uni.
Oh, lovely. I've got, one finish. I've got another child going to uni, so it's
nice.
A lot of studying and all of that. So, are you going to make your home here? Or do you think you're going to go back?
Well, it depends. I think we'll see after the 3-year period that I have to, study finish my bachelor's.
It's not a bad place to live, but it's always good to get back home.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, look, the cereal.
Well, we can help you out anytime you like. Now, I'll give you that. That's when our podcast is, so you can tell them to listen next week and your family can hear you.
Awesome.
Exactly. All right, see you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
All right, see you.
Enjoy that.
How are you going?
I'm very well. I'm just going to quickly interview my eldest child.
Oh, am I being interviewed?
Yeah, right now, though. Mike's live.
Oh, that's so high, everyone.
And you've worked here your whole life, just about.
Basically, my soul is sold here already.
So Mackenzie is a very integral part of the group.
Thank you. That's so nice of you to say.
You'll see her on our TikToks and Instagrams and do all sorts of good stuff.
Yes.
Look, there's people with mac and cheese.
I can't believe like all the free samples you're giving. It's so many. It's amazing. All the Jolly Ranchers. People are going to get so creative with everything.
I think so too. Let's see how these people go. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me. I hope you're having a good time.
We are.
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Simon. How are you?
You've been here before?
Yeah, a number of times. Yeah, okay. I enjoyed.
What's your connection to the US?
I just love food from all different countries. So
I love that. Yeah. That's what we talk about all the time. I don't know if you listen to our broadcast. We talk about food from everywhere, every angle. Even prison. No, we didn't do prison food yet.
Oh, wait, we did last meals.
Yeah. So you touch on Mexico here as well. So it's all good.
A little bit of everything.
Yum.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simon.
Okay. Now we have here Sean, our beloved employee, just celebrated his fifth year with us.
Woo!
Yeah. So, Sean, do you remember anything like this other than that short little break in between the lockdowns?
You mean our grand reopening?
Our grand reopening.
This is going off like that, that's for sure. It's been going off since we opened the door. I think there was people here from 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, there were. Well, there's one guy that was here early, and then we opened the door with a bang, and everybody came in. And we haven't run out of food and drink yet to give to people.
That's a sign of a good party right there.
Yep. But the only thing is this queue is just going down from 30 feet. Yeah. And it's been like that all day.
All right. Well, we invited everybody. We let them know what was happening. And everybody has showed up. And we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. 25 years. That's a pretty good thing, man. You should be pretty proud of a business that's lasted through all the trials and
tribulations. Yep. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And there has been a lot of trials and tribulations. You remember some of those times, after you came on, and you know, like, when is it, what's happening and what's going on, and everything's like falling down a big heap. But you know, I got to thank you because you've been an integral part of the business and putting it all together and getting us where we are now.
Hey, well, we got to thank you for starting this thing up. You know, you're the reason why we're all here, including every person that's shopping right now. So, without USA Foods, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be available to all of our people.
Yeah, our people out there.
A lot of our people.
Yeah. And other people, too.
It's a good day. We appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you, Sean.
There's our youngest shopper today. Hello. Is a beautiful little baby.
He's sleeping.
Yeah. What is the baby's name? And then her parents, please.
She's Kyla.
Kyla.
And you are?
Brad.
Alicia.
Hi. Welcome.
So what's your connection to America? Anything?
No. Just like food.
I like people like food.
It's more down the bottom.
Yep.
And you've got a good selection. You've got peppers and some cheese and treats.
Basics.
Well, may she always sleep for you like she is right now. Can you come over here and have a chat with me for a second? Now, what is your name?
My name's James.
James, you've just had a pretty big moment, haven't you? What's happened?
I've rolled spin and I've gotten the star. And I was so close to getting the game, but just off.
Just missed it. This is a lesson on why gambling is bad. But you got the 25% off. And so maybe you can go around and get a few more things. Now, do you guys come here a lot?
Sometimes we do. My dad usually just goes here quite a bit.
And what's your name?
I'm Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. Why do you have such an interest in USA Foods?
Because you've got the best burger cheese going around.
Thank you. It's great for, have you made grilled cheese sandwiches with it?
It's his personal favorite, so that's the reason we've rocked up today.
I highly recommend that because it's really gooey and fantastic. Now, have you been playing soccer today?
No, I've been playing hockey.
Hockey today. I didn't recognize you. I apologize. So maybe Dad can bring you in a little more often. You seem to be good luck charm.
Yeah, hopefully we can win again.
That's all right. Well, thank you. I'm glad we can fix you up. We had people making cheese all night long.
Thank you very much.
See you. Bye-bye. I would like to introduce someone here. This is Kobe. So you're like a part of the woodwork around here. So what does your dad do?
Well, he's the hardest worker in the room, first of all.
That's true.
Yeah. He's the manager.
He keeps us all busy.
Yeah, he just runs the place.
Thank you, Kobe. Come back around and let us know what's going on, all right?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, young man. Sure. Now, what's your name? You have to do a little work here.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Work for a spin.
Yeah. I'm Zara.
Hi, Zara. Yeah. Very close. My best friend was named Zaina. So I like Z names. Well, very good.
I wanted 7 kids who all start with Z, but I'm not going to tell you all their names. It'll take too long.
No,
let's hear it. Okay. Well, don't ask me how to spell them, but after me, there's Zalene, Zer, Charisse, Cheyenne, Zeth, and Zion.
Wow.
But again, don't tell me how to spell it.
No, I'm
the first one, and it's the easiest one, so that's it.
They had to do a lot of research, your parents.
Yeah, you can call it research, if you like.
So any connection to the U.S.?
Yeah, actually, I've got family all over Texas, San Diego, Chicago. Wow. I've been there before.
Okay, so say hello to them.
Hello. Hello to my family all over the U.S. I'd like to see you guys again.
You now you'll be on the podcast next week.
Yeah, we'll listen.
Yep, you'll listen. Yeah, you can send them the link so they can listen too.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome. And how did your branch of the family end up here?
Oh, well, I don't know. It's really random because really my family should be in the U.S., but my grandma is one of like 6 kids and she was the only one that came to Australia. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I really wanted to be in the U.S. when I was a little kid because you know how like you see everything on TV and all the snacks.
Yes.
Like we'd have family that bring all the snacks here. And I remember getting, like, a big, big bag of cereal, like Fruity Pebbles or something. And they came in a big, like, I don't know, 5-kilo bag. And I was like, this is amazing.
I'll tell you what. San Diego is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. Beautiful weather.
Yeah.
So call up your relatives in San Diego. Say you're coming.
Yeah,
don't say when you're leaving. Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm here now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
definitely,
right.
Definitely.
Yeah. I need a room, not a couch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you, Zara. See you. Bye.
Anybody want to take a spin?
So we've got a whole family here.
Family.
So what is everyone's name?
I'm Angus.
Selena.
Lucy. Ava. Maddie.
Oh, Lisa, not shy. Yes. Good. So is this first time here? Or
first time here, yeah.
First time lucky.
I've been in the United States before, though. Oh. Amazing country.
So where'd you go?
Texas.
That is America.
Went to Dallas, actually, and Silicon Valley.
Oh, that's my end. So,
so did you go to Fremont and see the Teslas over there?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and Texas. Now you could go to Austin now next time.
Yeah,
but Dallas is great.
Yeah, beautiful town. Very homely. Yeah.
Now, the kids, I'm just wondering, what did you get in here? What are your favorite treats that you got today?
A lollipop.
Did you? Do you know what flavor it is? Oh, wow. It's purple.
Grape.
And what did you get?
I don't know what it's called.
Oh, a Laffy Taffy stick. Same flavor. Very good choices. What did you get?
He got gummies.
Oh, he got gummies. Very
good. Okay, who's going to do the spin? Okay.
Very good move.
Jolly Ranchers. There you go.
And easy to share.
All right, guys. What we got here? What's your name?
Luke.
Luke. And?
Scott.
Scott. So the first time here, Luke?
No.
You've been here before?
Yeah.
Okay. And what did you buy today?
What did I call it again? Oreos.
Oreos. And that's for you?
Yes.
All right. And you got a special one. Caramel
coconut.
I haven't
seen
coconut.
That one yet. Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah. Now, we always have they always come out all different ones, like every other month or so, and we try to get them here. So you never know what flavor we're going to have. So we just don't have the normal Oreos. So you want to take a spin on the wheel?
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, are you a footy fan? You like Carlton?
It's the right team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your other favorite team?
Bengals.
The Bengals. Oh, now what are you going to do without your quarterback? Didn't they trade him?
No.
Come on in. See, what did you get?
Oh, you got the big one. Woo! Better go shopping again.
Yeah, you better go shopping. The ticket is 25% off your whole shop today.
Okay.
Wow, done.
Now, did we get the second spin?
Yes.
Now, if you do that again, if you get another star, you get that. The bag toss game, the corn toss.
Okay, you want to give it a go?
Okay, it's got to go all the way around.
Big spin.
Whoa, that looks close. Oh, so close. Yeah. But you got 25% off everything. Yeah, so. No,
see, you might want to make another rant.
We'll go around again.
Okay, now here's one of our newer employees from down south. And where are you from, Owen? Owen, anyway, let me introduce Owen.
I'm from Texas.
He's from Texas. So the great part of Texas, like Dallas or Houston?
Yeah,
or?
I'm from Dallas.
And what do you miss about home?
I miss the food. I've got some close friends there that I miss. Other than that, not a whole lot.
So you're here permanently now, or just like
folks? We're in the process of getting our permanent residence. I like to get my citizenship.
Yeah. So you'd be a dual citizen?
Triple.
Triple.
Yeah, because I'm Canadian as well.
Wow. Nice to see you, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned that on the flight over. I flew back last week and on American Airlines.
Yeah.
And they were doing this big promotion for Canada. And even the lady that was doing the promotion, the overweight, it was Canada. And it's good to see you. Yeah. So that's like instead of saying how you doing, right? That's how you're doing. And what's like in Texas? Like if you greet somebody,
I don't know. It depends how
if you see your buddy in the street, like what do you say to him? Hey, what are you doing?
I don't really know. It's been forever.
Oh.
I've kind of lost that.
Yeah, but you still got the draw.
Yeah. That's my daddy. That's his fault.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, as long as you're happy, you're enjoying it here and get to see a little bit of home anyway.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It is actually really nice to work here and see a lot of the Americans that come in.
Well, we're happy to have you. And thanks for everything that you've been here and bringing the Texas accent in.
Yeah, no problem.
It always helps. People love listening to it. They don't want to listen to my New York accent. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's a good accent.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, what's your name?
Antonio.
Oh, Antonio. Now, are you from, where are you from originally?
Well, my parents are from El Salvador.
Oh, great. So did the whole family come over or did just you? Or
The whole family. The whole family came over, yes.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
How long have you been here in Australia?
I was born here.
You're born here?
I was born here, yes.
Okay.
I was going to say, if you check the freezer section, we've got some new South American food that is available. So have a peek as well.
I will. I'll have a go.
Okay, Antonio. Have a spin.
Muchas gracias.
Cheetos. Antonio, there you go.
Muchas gracias.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thanks for coming. Take care, guys.
Tell us all about you.
My name's Lee. I have been pretty much coming to USA Foods since they started, and I actually was visiting Phil's Cafe or sandwich shop before this even started.
Now, what was the favorite thing in the sandwich shop? Eating on the run.
I always remember I came in, I'm pretty sure it was a candy. You had a stand of
candy.
You had
a little stand of candy.
And then I think you had your sodas.
Yeah.
So I think I bought a lot of gum because at that point, USA gum was not really a thing and you couldn't really get it. Yeah. So it was awesome seeing that. And then I heard that you opened up a store of just stuff of USA food.
Yeah.
So it was absolutely phenomenal.
I was just trying to see what – did you buy any sandwiches there?
I don't think I did. I bought the candy. I bought all the stuff that led you to this.
I know. That's right.
If it wasn't for customers like her.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Non-sandwiches.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Yes, and I've pretty much been coming since. So, yeah. So
25 years from Bentley.
Nicholson Street, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Nicholson,
Martin Street.
Yeah.
All the places.
The two across the street. Well, one we moved because we needed a bigger place, and then the bigger place, and then somebody complained to the council, and we got thrown out.
Now, have you had any samples today?
I certainly have. I've enjoyed some Chex Mix. I've enjoyed a bagel, and I've got Phil's blend of bagel toppings. So
that's so good.
It's so good.
And there's coffee over there too. If you want to have some coffee?
Yeah, I haven't seen the coffee yet. So.
Over there in the corner.
Straight ahead. And the food truck's coming soon. So
Thank you, and congrats. Thank you so much.
So Suzanne has been here for, I don't know, how many years?
10 and a half years.
There you go.
Yeah.
10 and three quarters. Yeah.
Okay.
Love the atmosphere of so many people here today. It's so good, isn't it?
Crazy, ain't it? I mean, there's a queue that's gone from where we are at near the register all the way back to the Pop-Tarts.
Yep. And would you have ever thought you'd get this big?
No. I mean, you know, you always have aspirations when you start any business that it will be huge. You know, I'll be the next Walmart, you know, Sam Walmart or whatever.
Yeah,
but Waltons, I should say, the Waltons.
Lovely family business. It's really good.
Yeah. And I got to thank really you, well. Too, and for helping all the way through and all the other staff. So if they haven't heard it yet, they're hearing it now that without everybody, we wouldn't be here. I couldn't do it myself, and I don't want to do it myself.
No, definitely not.
That was a good team event. All right. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks for helping. Thanks, Lori. So what's your name?
Bug.
Amanda. This is Amanda.
Jonathan.
And Bug.
And Bug.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I'm from America, but I came to see if I could find Beirut. And what was the other one I liked?
Three Musketeers.
Yeah, but I couldn't find the Three Musketeers.
Well, we got some, but they came in heat damage, so we couldn't sell them. You'll have to come back.
Every weekend,
we'll
come. Lovely. That's what we love to hear.
Now, it's so much different than going to a normal sort of shop, right?
It is. It's different. It's a different variety, and the kids are loving it.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'll bring my older kids, and Mum's back and forth to America too, and she loves it too. And I like the idea that you guys walk around and you give us samples too. That's a great idea too.
We don't do that all the time, but this is a special day.
You came on the best day.
Oh, fantastic.
But the coffee now is going to be a normal thing. So we have coffee and cookies or cake that's going to go.
That's
you help
great.
Yourself.
It's lovely. Oh,
really so, nice. I know it's not the Australian version of coffee, but it's the American version of coffee.
It's nice.
Hey. See? That's right. We're trying to convert people, aren't we,
yes,
Phil?
It's Folgers, the best thing in your cup.
Lovely. Down the road, really.
Yeah, it is. It's not as far away as you think. No. So just come on anytime. We'll see you on the weekend.
Definitely, we'll see you next week.
Okay, see you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, guys. Let's talk to Anna for a minute.
Okay.
Laminating Anna.
Laminating Anna or Spanner.
Spanner, yes. Laminating Queen or Spanner. They're synonymous, whichever. Okay. Whichever.
So, speaking English or what?
No, no, that was good.
So this is a big day here. Mm. And Spanner, our new marketing.
This is huge.
Guru has a lot behind it. What's been the biggest challenge?
Oh, I was laminating so much that the laminator broke, which ruined my spirit. That was yesterday with 24 hours to go. That was really hard. But the biggest challenge, I think there's just been, you know, it's a huge operation for a small team. But many hands make light work. So we sort of, you know, everyone's been really great. We were here until like late last night, 8 p.m. or something like that. So I mean, whichever challenges come up, everyone's just been awesome.
Oh, good.
Look at me. I'm in positive spirits right now. Talk to me in an hour and then we'll see.
Okay, we will do that then. We just thought we'd see how everyone was.
So does Anna have any of those quick things to give me?
Any what?
The things you did before.
Oh, yes. Wait, are there some left?
Yes.
Yes.
Nobody did any. Nobody did any. Cool. All right, so Anna's going to quiz me and it's like a rapid fire thing.
Oh, no, no, I did all of those, but there's
some, though.
Yeah, okay. And I'll give you, go.
Okay. Crunchy or smooth peanut butter?
Smooth.
Oh, I don't want to ask anymore. I don't like that answer. I'm done. Bye.
It's a fight in my house,
fine.
Too.
Fine. Jelly or jam?
Oh, yeah, jelly or jam.
Jelly or jam?
Jam.
Yeah.
Really? No, I'll give you.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, all right.
Unless it's quince jam. Quince jelly. With cheese.
Yes.
Chocolate or red velvet?
Chocolate.
They're the same, aren't they?
Is this true? Just less food coloring.
There we go. Okay.
That's all right.
Oh, okay.
So what's your name?
Liana.
Liana. And who's your FaceTiming friend?
My FaceTiming friend is Belina. She's in Oakley, and she's been here for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
I've only been here for, well, I just got back this month.
So where are you from?
Chicago. Yeah.
The Windy City.
The Windy City.
I got friends.
You're from California. Me too. What part of California are you from?
Sacramento. Oh,
Stockton.
Your neighborhood.
She's a Stockton girl.
Yay. I am.
Modesto. I have friends that grew up in New York, moved to California, then go to Chicago on work and never left.
And never left. It's like that sometimes, you know.
Just kind of like
now
winter.
It's summertime. Yay.
We have to have a Northern California girl visit. Well, how did you two both end up here?
I needed a hairdresser. So I found her last year.
Oh, fantastic.
During COVID.
That would have been very lucky.
During COVID. That's how I found her. Yeah.
So anybody you want to say hello to at home? So this way we'll give you the link where you could send out to them.
I could just say hello to all my friends out in Chicago. Hey, Chi-Town.
Just like on The Price is Right.
And there you go. I'll slip that there.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
Guys.
We'll see you next
Bye.
Time.
Great. Now, would you mind coming over here having a chat with me for a minute? Now, let me have your name.
My name's Karis.
Karis, and your partner in crime is?
Ileana.
Ileana. Now, USA Foods, did you come down for the 25th anniversary? Do you just love Americans? What is the deal?
This is our first time here. We found, how did you?
I found it on TikTok.
Ah, TikTok, yes.
Yeah, so we came down, yeah.
That is awesome. And I see you've got a good selection of everything.
Yeah.
Now, have you had American food before? Have you bought treats before?
No, not really.
Well, I've been here once, so I've selected different things this time. So trying.
That's great. And tell us what just happened. You just won.
Yeah, I just won a limited edition of Oreos.
110th anniversary.
It's very exciting.
You might have to share them on the way home. That's it. Very good. Yes, she'll leave you on the side of the road.
Exactly.
Would you like to tell me your name? Okay. Hi, Chloe. Now I'm going to put this up close. All right, so don't worry. So how come you came down today?
I don't know.
Have you heard about us before? Have you been here before?
Yes.
And what do you like getting here?
Drinks.
What's your favorite drink?
Welch's.
Oh, that is a very good one. And we get other grape sodas as well. Now, are you going to have any, have you had any samples today?
No.
Oh, well, you have to do that before you go, okay? And do you have any family in America? Have you ever been to America?
We do. She doesn't
know. That's okay. I've got.
You guys want to take?
Oh, well, maybe Mum needs to know. What's Mum's name?
Fina.
So, who's the family in America?
My cousin. He lives over there. You well, his whole family lives over there. So, extended family.
This is a good opportunity to say hello because this is on a podcast.
Okay. Hi, Zev Baranov. It's Fina from Melbourne.
Perfect. So if you look at the podcast, it'll be out next Wednesday so he can listen.
Here, I'll give you that because that's the podcast.
Okay. So you can tell the cousins. All right. See you guys. Bye. What's your name?
Eli.
Sorry. Say it again for me. I didn't have the mic near you.
Eli.
What? Have you got any treats today? Oh, those look really good. Now, would you like to have a spin?
Yeah.
Before you spin, do you know anyone in America? Ah! That's awesome. That's good. Just like it. Now, come on, Eli, have a spin. Oh, that's a very good spin. Luckily, I was holding on to that one. Oh, come on.
Oh!
You get 25% off. There we go. Eli, I talked Dad maybe into a another candy bar or something.
All right, look, this is our final segment today, which has been a very long segment because we talked to a lot of people, and I'd really like to thank everybody out there in podcast land for the 25 years, all their patronage, helping us out, understanding good, bad, and different. We've gone through hills, valleys, cyclones, and tornadoes.
That's exactly right. Not to mention a few pandemics and glutton or the ports being all...
Yeah, but hopefully it's smooth sailing from now on.
Yes.
Maybe. I doubt it, but anyway. So what is the code for this month?
Oh, so the code word for May.
Yeah, for May. That's right. We're in May now.
Because
right?
May is the best month ever. Suzanne yeah. will agree
so is
with
it
me.
Flowers?
No. Yes.
May Day?
No.
May I?
No.
What is it?
Barbara.
Barbara, come on. What does Barbara have to do with May?
Well,
Barbara it, May do the cleaning. Barbara
month.
May cook.
Barbara May just walk out. No. So the May code is Barbara. It's spelled correctly, which
yes.
is B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
And
not like Barbarella.
Or Barbara Streisand. She ruined it for all of us. If you're going to come down and visit us on...
So, Barbara, we're having that because it's your birthday month.
Yes.
So you're going to celebrate the whole of May.
The whole.
For your birthday.
That's exactly right. From
wait
May.
Wait till you get my age. Yeah.
I want to have a celebration of May.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to come down and see us, I'm sorry it won't be as...
as exciting as today.
As exciting as today. You can come down to 73 Cochran's Road, Moorabbin.
Yep.
We are open 7 days a week. You can check our website for the hours. You can contact us. Let us know what you think. Any ideas at podcast@usafoods.com.au. And please feel free to share this with like-minded listeners and food dudes.
Hey, dude.
And next week's show is going to be so good.
Yes.
Because, Phil, you just got back from?
North Carolina, Charlotte, the Queen City. Actually, I was in Hickory.
With a few stops as well, yes. So we get to hear the whole story. So it'll be a nice chat next week.
Okay, that takes care of that for now.
And now we've got our sign-off.
Yep, sign-off is today
we honor
a truly great person. Are you talking about me again? A person of real integrity. No, this can't be me.
Okay, today we honor a truly great person, a person of real integrity who has made such an important contributions to this organization, a true genius, but enough about me. Let's talk about you and your work anniversary. Happy anniversary, Phil.
Thank you.
See ya.
It's 25 long years.
Yes. Yeah.